will bring the ring to Mordor if you guys are like, if you're cool with that or like whatever.
No.
And why didn't they ride the eagle?
Yeah.
Hey. Well, welcome back to the Almighty Hive Scum.
How's it going?
Podcast for that beautiful 28 community.
Hello.
Gage is slurping on a Coke Zero, and my name is Terry, and I'm Stone.Jaw on Instagram.
I'm Phil.
He's Will.
And I'm Blood Transfusion.
And
I'm Steve, at South of Heaven.
And I'm Gage, at No Clear Coat.
Whoop, we said our real names.
We did it.
You know our real names now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone scolded me about that.
Really?
Recently. Yeah.
It was me.
About not
saying
your
name. No, it wasn't
you.
It was
about
like,
lying about your identity.
Yeah, like, oh, well, some people don't go back and listen to the early episodes. Some people start at the newest one.
And well, listen, if you're starting at the newest episode, then go back and listen to the old episodes.
I will do that if I'm like sampling a podcast. Yeah. I'll listen to the newest thing. And if it's good, then I'll.
Yeah, if you think we're bad, then just don't listen to us anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Why listen to us if you think we're bad?
I've listened to things that I think are bad.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hours of shit.
Like hate listen or
hate listen?
I hate this one. Listening.
No. So I mean, bad. I suppose I like things that I can say, you know, are objectively bad.
Yeah.
You know, I hate listening to
what
the printer squeaking over.
Oh,
there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful listeners out there, if you hear a tiny little squeaky squawk behind us, that is the 3D printer doing its best.
It can. It's trying.
Yeah. One of them.
It hasn't failed yet.
Nope.
It won't fail yet.
An inch to the left. There is an absolute ton of just misprints all through it, but you know, we're gonna get a terrain piece out of it in the end.
Yes.
And that's all that matters.
Oh, we're moving up in the world. We're gonna make it to Nemo.
Maybe.
Anyways, listeners, so the reason that we didn't put a fake name, which was fun while it lasted. But the reason we did our real name is because we've decided to put a little gush segment in the beginning of our podcast where we talk about one person.
We're doing that now.
Yeah, we're going to just get it out of the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're doing it now.
We'll see if we like it, you know? Maybe this will never happen again.
We're doing it now.
But we're going to do it right away.
You don't want to do what we've been doing first?
No.
We can check in with that after.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that always takes a while.
Yeah.
So we're picking one person from the internet, or I guess just that we...
In the world.
The world of mini painting. The beautiful world of mini painting.
The world of mini painting.
And this week was Steven's choice.
It was.
Who'd you pick?
I chose MS Terrains.
MS Terrain. Is it MS Terrain? MS Terrain Lab.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got his handle wrong.
It's okay.
Oh, my God.
Steve's picking.
It's like the only thing you needed to do right.
Well,
yeah, you had one job. You had one freaking job, and you can't even do that.
Well, now I have to double down and triple check it.
Put his government name. It's definitely MS Terrain Lab.
Can't triple check a double check.
I think there's an underscore in there. No, there's no. It's just MS Terrain Lab. Lab.
That's lab.
It was only one lab.
That's which I didn't know what MS. Lab. There was a bit in the Patreon episode about not realizing at what MS stands for. But
yeah, Microsoft.
That's what it stands for.
But yeah, MS Terrain is actually, how would you say this name, Phil? Right there.
Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen.
Marin Chopa.
Marin Chopa.
Beautiful.
Yeah, he is the guy behind all the crazy Mordheim boards.
Yeah.
Which specifically, I think you see one in all the videos and the pictures from the Mordheim 22.
Yeah.
Which was
2019?
Well, it isn't. I don't know if he actually had boards at that.
I don't know, dude. Bill, what year was it?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say the name to me suggests that he is in Central or Southeast Europe.
Oh, I thought you meant Bill.
What are you pointing?
Yeah.
Pointing at? Well, that.
Flags.
He's asking what flags.
So that flag.
Oh, we're guessing flags.
Oh, we're guessing flags?
Yeah, you've reached the flag guessing segment. Let me see these flags.
Well, the cross one to me, that looks like one, like it would be from a Nordic country, but I don't think it is.
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Is it? No. Anything I say would be wrong.
I'm going to say Estonia.
No, it's not.
I'm going to guess Estonia. Bless you.
Like I said, the name sounds like Central European to me, like Czech or.
Anyway.
Maybe it's from Switzerland. Maybe it's a Swiss flag. Is that the Swiss flag?
No.
Yeah. I think it's
Yeah, thank you, Gage, for believing in me.
Yeah, yeah. You,
I'm not much of a flag pro out here. Anyways, we're guessing what flags are in MS Trade Labs bio on Instagram.
Sucks.
No, it fucking rocks. Shut
anyway,
up.
I went back and reread the 28 mag issue 2.
Oh, does it? There is a.
He has a full
flag in the picture.
Uh oh. Still, these
trying to do this silently, but now you're just doxing us.
One half of the table is trying to figure out flag patrol. This episode's about.
I'm going to let them figure out what flag it is
for poor content. You're going to let them. This is going to be a whole segment of just watching them.
I mean,
Google.
It should take them like 10 seconds.
No, it's going to take longer.
You can't just put the emoji into a Google search.
If you type Swiss country names,
it's the Swiss flag.
Did I not? Nice.
Well, it's
say
one
that.
Of. Well, that's not the Swiss flag. There's multiple flags.
Oh my god! Well, yeah, come on.
Fucking god.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yes.
I went back and was reading the 28 Mag issue 2, which he did a write up of how to build like he does.
Dude,
because I've been a fan since Paul showed
that's
me
Denmark.
Stuff.
Phil,
stop. Oh, that is
you're
Denmark. Did you find it?
I yes. did say Denmark.
Yes. Denmark. Nice.
Anyway. Denmark. But yeah, he's a legend.
Yeah. I love on his Instagram how he does the like daily check-ins or like the logs that he does.
Yeah,
where you
city
can
build.
See the progression, but
it's all for like the tower board.
Yep. Yeah. I thought that was so cool. And there's like 100 posts or whatever. Maybe, I don't know, maybe not that many, but for the one that he's
there's
building.
More than that, because I think I specifically saw ones that said, like this is post number 100 for the
which
the
is
tower
so
board.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a good way to do it, and it made me think,
progress
what
report.
If we set something up here? You know how he has like the black background? That's definitely just like a sheet.
Yeah.
And just taking a picture. It would be so cool to do that in a corner here where we can then photograph the Mordheim boards for Nemo.
Yeah. I almost want to have like a permanent spot for photography.
We originally, that was going to be that back corner.
One day.
We do have the black sheet purchased for that reason.
Oh, okay.
We just need a board for it now.
And we have lights.
We got other things to work on. Yeah, we'll get there eventually.
I also love that his building is not unobtainable. Like, an average person could do it. However, it just takes so many little tiny intricate pieces.
But that's why he's so good.
Yes.
The detailing. Like, he takes the time to, like, scrape all the balsa wood in the popsicle sticks so they have the greens in them. Like, he does the little, like, greebly bits on everything. Like, he makes window shutters and then does iron, like the pieces that would hold the shutters together if they were all just slatted vertical boards. Like,
and that's what makes it.
One thing I specifically really like that he does is trees.
Yeah.
It's really hard to convey in an audio medium, but it's actual wood, but texture-wise, he's selected pieces that look like actual trees.
Okay,
you know, he's definitely carefully selected the actual pieces of wood that he's using. You know, things that look like really gnarled, things that have texture, like I mean, look at that. That looks like it's got
Jesus,
like
looks
mushrooms
like a birch tree.
On it. Yeah, it literally looks like a birch tree. I mean, it's probably from a birch tree, but
yeah, originally. But then he's sculpting on top of it to make it look more.
Is he sculpting on it?
Got to be.
That's not just part of the tree.
Little mushrooms.
Those little mushrooms got to be sculpted on there. No. Maybe not, but
yeah.
That looks like it's part of the tree.
You think so?
Well, shout out.
Well, you know, either way, either
shout
he,
out trees. Yeah,
either
shout
he,
out trees.
Either he went through the trouble of carefully selecting a piece that already had, you know, algae growing on it, or he sculpted tiny little, you know, bits of crap on them.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine, and I honestly, you probably go back far enough, or in the 28 article, the level of planning that goes into each one of these freaking boards. Where, because he has like underground segments in the new one where it's like you can see areas that are like in cellars or whatever and like work your way up, you know, like that's amazing.
He says in the article, like, oh, there's a lot of planning that goes into this. So we're going to skip over that, but just know, like, we're just getting into the physical bits.
I just wonder what level of it is planned out ahead of time and what level is like improvised on top of it. Because there are parts that could be improvised, and that's probably the only way I would be able to wrap my head around making a board like that is to be like, okay, just start
just
it,
go.
And we'll just kind of figure it out as we go.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I did my board, so he just, his process is just so much slower because he uses all the wood, like the wall filler stuff to fill in the cracks. Yes. He like textures everything, the cork included, like that cork thing where he just takes a wire brush to it and it just
fixes it.
Yeah, it fixes it. But like when I do it, I feel like, wow, this looks really bad. And it's just falling off of my building that I just built.
It's kind of like what Terry said. All of it is obtainable, but it's like the masterfulness that he has put into it.
Yeah.
But that's why I really loved the like daily hobby log things where he's just posting a picture of like the progress on the board is great because you get something out of it even though it's not finished. Because the biggest things with boards with me is they take so long to complete.
Yeah.
And the little bit of like dopamine hit that I get when I finish something takes so long with boards that I'm only ever just chipping away as like a sort of like spinning my wheels kind of thing. Like, okay, I'm not doing anything right now. Like, let me go add something to the board.
The difference in like the content of him posting every day of what he's doing compared to like the YouTube videos that he does of the boards. It's like you're saying also where it's like, no matter what, you're seeing this content update every day, but it's all of this for like 3 months will just be like a 6 minute video of just like, this is what I did and this is what I did. And you can't necessarily get that if you only consume a YouTube side of it.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, this 6 minute video, great. Yeah, I can see that this
took 6 months.
Yeah, this was cool that he wire brushed this foam a certain way or whatever. But when you're seeing it every single day, it really shows you like just how much is going into what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah.
The big thing I picked up out of that, the hobby tip of the day,
ooh,
is directly out of the mag, which you should go read it yourself because it has a lot of really good information and just like background into how he does all his boards. The air drying clay, he'll put PVA glue on something like the what's it called? The foam, like the foam board, the foam core boards.
Oh, okay.
So he puts PVA glue on it, then puts the air dry clay and the moisture in the glue like evaporates, and that's what causes all the air dry clay to crack.
Oh,
and
shit.
It gives it all his buildings that crazy texture is the air drying clay cracking from the PVA glue.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Whoa. When I saw that, I was like, oh, I'm going to try
that. It's like a plaster texture. Neat.
It looks, it looks crazy, but he does it on the inside and outside of the buildings. And it looks so good.
Yeah. It just makes me want to slow down a little bit more. Not that this board, you know what I mean? It's like we're trying to get it done by Nemo, so it's like I got to get that done. However, for the next
always
board,
more to build.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the next seven board, weeks. I might just like.
And he's definitely like, oh, yeah, 7 weeks. It's crazy. He, and he just does layers of everything, like the layer depth that he does on like a building, like, oh, the stones and the inside wall. And then the inside wall, like sometimes he'll put like popsicle sticks coming out as in like broken lath and plaster setups.
Yeah.
Or like a broken away wall with the air dry clay. And then where it's all broken away, you can see the slats behind it. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's so cool. What a guy.
Yeah. MS Drain Labs.
Yeah. So anyways, that was our whole segment on MS Drain Labs. Hope you enjoyed it.
Go follow them.
Go learn something.
Yeah. Gage, what you been working on?
Got him.
Put him on the spot.
Oh my God.
It stinks going first.
Not really.
It does stink.
Because I went to PAX, and that's all I've been working on.
Ooh, there you go.
Working
through that food poisoning.
Working through, oh God, dude, don't. So yeah, Saturday I got food poisoning, skipping ahead a little bit, but the food poisoning is the worst. I've never had it before.
Really?
Whoa.
Scared the heck out of me, Steve. Jeez.
I have never had food poisoning.
Oh, brother, I've had food poisoning so many times.
Oh my God. So
I have an iron stomach.
I've never experienced something that just like took away the autonomy of my body like that did.
Well, consider yourself lucky.
It was insane. I was just, I literally gave my bag to Danny and was like, I need to go to the bathroom. And we're in the middle of this convention hall. And then I shit my brains out. And then I was like, wow, okay, maybe I feel better.
Nope.
We're going to go to the hotel room, just lay down a little bit before we watch the show. And then, yeah, it was like a constant every 20 minutes. I was throwing up and shitting at high velocities.
At the same time.
It was nuts.
Wow.
And then, yeah, every time I'm like, I feel a little bit better. I feel a little better. I can do it. And I'm like, no, it was just a decline.
Oh,
and then the next day I was walking around like a zombie. But besides that, yeah, PAX was awesome. I spent a mortgage payment on RPG supplements and minis.
Nerd.
Met met a lot of cool people. Shout out Mike Cosmic Kraken.
Oh,
came,
hell yeah.
Came to hang out with Sleepy Kami Studios, Doug and Cassie.
Oh, hell yeah.
Doug printed off a game for us that we didn't get to play, so I brought it, but we can get through it whenever.
Yeah.
David Hoskins, shout out the homie.
Yes.
Shout out all of Exalted Funeral.
The boys.
Everyone was the very boys. Cool. David hooked it up because he knew I was dying the day before. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, honestly, Saturday night really bummed me out because I just missed so much. But besides that, it was like probably one of the best PAXs I've been to.
Yeah.
First time ever PAX Unplugged Day sold out. So
kind of
glad I didn't take the train.
Yeah. It would have been chaos for you to experience that. It was like shoulder to shoulder walking. Trying
you weren't
to
even there, shit, right? Because really? You were sick.
No, I was there all day.
Oh.
But I...
Just miserable.
Yeah, no.
Just diped up.
Saturday, it was the day it sold out. And I my secret attack happened at 4 o'clock. So I was out the rest of the night.
Oh, okay.
All right. All the fun parts of the day.
So, yeah, that's not too bad.
No. But, yeah, besides spending money, hobby-wise... I picked up at PAX Unplugged. I picked up the Mordor Uruk-hai.
Yes,
sick. The Lord of the Rings Middle Earth Strategy Battle Game, and I'm going to use them in Middle Earth Strategy Battle Game Battle Companies.
Cheapest GW models I think you've ever bought.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, $20.
Little pewter guys.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Six of them. Six.
It's okay because I gave them fucking $70 for one model for Age of Sigmar. So.
Well, what model did you get?
That's how it goes.
The Pontifex.
Oh yeah,
the lady
yeah.
being carried,
mm-hmm. just the mortal wound, thrower.
The mortal wounds thrower. Yeah, I feel like there was something else I did it before PAX, but you know, who knows? It's gone now. We could look around the studio and figure it out, but
mostly tooling around with the 3D printers.
Yeah,
yeah, dude,
you've been grinding.
No,
even
it doesn't work.
It
doesn't count
the FDM,
until it works.
Yeah, well, the FDM specifically are all just
resins are good to go.
Yeah,
always.
So
old reliable.
We after recording, the other one will start spitting out the new Nemo model.
Oh yeah.
Dude, we can talk about it too because Maddie already posted it. So
yes, collabed with fucking Maddie Knuckles.
Yep,
Knucklebones minis.
I also want to put him on blast a little bit for a second.
Oh come on!
I gotta. He said I've never done Ratmen before because I wasn't sure how they're gonna come out, and boy.
Did they come out?
This is how awesome. This is how they should look. This is how a Skaven should look.
Yeah. Yes, just like dude, a decaying rat face. Just like
brace of pistols.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. I'm excited for that whole warband for him to finish. So everyone, go get Knucklebones. Put some pressure on him.
Yeah.
If you come to Nemo,
you will
might find
one.
Yourself leaving.
Yeah, I will say one. It. If you're playing in the Mordheim event, you will absolutely get one for free. I'm going to try and print way more than that since we're going to have just two Nemo dedicated printers right now. But
dude, I really want to make a Mordheim warband that is Skaven vandals.
Oh,
they just like running around with buckets of paint, like throwing up their tags.
Those
on
are
the
guys that
stuff.
Are actually always doing it.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. Like the
everyone
guys that are
always
riding,
puts
like,
the Vermintide neon shit.
But they're
who's doing it? Yeah.
I would love just like a little like roller, and he's just running around
the
like,
paint brigade.
Yeah. Rolling up little tags everywhere.
Now, are we gonna do the random box again of minis with the witch hunter
cool.
and stuff? Because I thought that was so sick.
Yes,
we could, but. I want everyone to make sure they at least get the rat.
Yes.
Only 100 models. How many can we print at a time?
Five.
One.
It's only five.
It's only
no, it's got to be
one
like
per
eight
printer.
At least.
No, we can print 10 per these little baby boys. So we could.
I'll get a bottle of resin.
10 per plate.
10 per plate. We got two here. I got one home. So I mean, we could do it, but we have to print hive scum ones for all the patrons that are coming through.
Hive scum
ones.
Yeah.
You remember those?
Oh, like extra rat. Like
no.
Things. No, the ones of
do you remember the
hive
scum?
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember the hive scum mini?
I almost forgot.
We'll get to that in a second, too.
Yes.
But,
Spoiler. Dude.
Spoilers.
The main topic.
Sorry.
Spoilers.
Speaking of spoilers.
You want me to spoil the new Godzilla?
No. I want you to spoil what you've been working on.
Yes, got him.
What you been
I've been 3D
printing.
I've just been printing that fucking church at like one day and 12 hours per print.
That's how it works.
And then you glue it together kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm just going to glue it together when it's done.
Nice. Is it going to be layers like your old board?
Yeah. Wait, what do you mean layers?
Like being able to remove it?
Yeah.
Get inside it?
Well,
it's so cool.
I don't know. Because I think the only area that, because the church is going to be so big.
Yeah.
I think so you'll big. Just be able to get your hands in there. So I don't think it'll be a okay. problem. But the little city, I'm doing like a little city area on the board that all the rooftops are going to be able to be removed so you can play in the buildings.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to be able to stick my hand in and grab my model, but then I can't pull my hand back out. And the only way to pull my hand back out is if I let go of my model. So like it's just stuck in there forever.
So that's what you wanted
yeah.
to do?
Yeah.
I can set that up.
Yeah, just like a little like finger trap or something. The playing on your old Mordheim board, the one that you did great on for last year's yeah. Nemo event, and playing Middle Earth strategy battle companies on that board. And being able to be inside fighting against your fucking goblins, Gage.
Yep.
It was so cool.
Yeah. That was my first time playing on that board,
yes,
too.
Mine too. Yeah.
And it was awesome.
It was so amazing.
Especially given that my little goblins could, they're so small.
Yeah.
I could just stack them all in that building. Yeah. My whole warband is hiding in a building for Terry to come around the corner. It was a very, very cool feel.
Very fun. What else have you been working on? Just the castle?
I painted my Mordheim warband.
The one right over there.
List, yeah.
Yeah. What are you playing? Guy? It's the vampires.
It's OG Undead.
Yeah.
Which we played a game when good old Bill yeah. Ford was here the other day.
Shout out.
We had Trey, Bill, Gabe, and we got a 4-player game of Weirdstone Hunt going on my board, and it went very fast and it was very fun.
Yeah.
Had a great time. Killed all of Bill's stuff. He is no longer the Mordheim champion.
Uh-oh.
Trey is, but, you know.
Trey also was playing Undead.
Yeah. His list is the coolest list yeah. ever. 14 zombies with a yep. vampire.
See, that's there it. You go. Zombies are great. Yeah, and he was like, I only wanted to remember 2 stat blocks, and I was like, I totally feel that.
I was like, you kind of need the necromancer. He goes, no, I don't.
Yeah.
That's so sick. Can you, zombies just fucking die anyway, right? So it's like.
They can't get XP. His only hero is the vampire, which is incredibly bad for like campaign play.
Yeah, but I'm saying could he, because I'm very open that Mordheim is not my game, but yeah. could you just load up that vampire with like all of your gold, all of your resources, so that guy is just a fucking monster?
You would yeah. have to. It's the only thing that will get gold and resources.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, there's you're kind of limited on how good he can be, like with the starting stuff.
It's not like you could put all your points into like one guy.
Well, because you can't buy magic items. You can't buy like specialty. Like you can buy like a big sword and some heavy armor, but yeah. like you're.
And then that's it.
But like once you play some games, you can like roll some dice in the store and get like
right.
magic. Like my vampire lord has like the Gromril 2-handed sword, and he has a skill that lets him wield it without going last. And it's like
cheater shit.
Yeah, yeah. real yeah. cheater shit. Yeah.
Real rats with slings.
Yeah. 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 But yeah, it's been very, very.
Those guys look sick. I was just telling Terry before we recorded the dead Landschneck guy you have that we both bought at last Adepticon.
Yeah,
I gotta find mine now because I'm like, damn, that model looks sick. I want to make
one. Which one?
The zombie dead Landschneck guy when he's got his arm out.
There's 5 of them. Well, are you talking about the one holding the human head like in armor, and he's like reaching out?
Yeah, touching, I distinctly remember one that doesn't have a head.
They all have heads.
All 5 of them?
All 5 of them have heads.
Five header?
Five header.
Yeah.
Another, do they give head?
There you go. They do.
Only if they can remove it. Then they can give it to whoever they want.
So true.
As a gift.
As a gift.
It is your birthday. Here's your gift.
Speaking of gifts.
It's a head.
We're going to have to give one soon to someone.
A head? What? Why are you looking at Phil like you're going to give him a head?
Yeah, right. For your birthday.
Oh, that is right.
It's coming up right
around the
corner.
My birthday is less than 2 weeks away.
You can send all gifts to HivesComeHQ.
Yeah,
yeah. Send all your mummy VHS tapes to Phil for his birthday.
Well, I was trying to make that a segue on what he was working with.
Oh, tipping over the can of Coke.
You're spilling your soda.
Put a dollar in the jar.
How are you going to segue that into what I
don't know, man. Normally they just roll off the tongue, but
speaking of heads and boxes, Phil, what you been working on?
All right.
There you go.
Wow, you're even better at segues and gauges. I've been knuckle deep in basing. I finally started to go back and base a lot of my painted beastmen. And I'm really enjoying the sort of like Zen aspect of it. Gage outed me the other day and posted a picture of me. So I'm doing like autumn leaves on my basing, and I am gluing each leaf individually.
Doing it the right
one
way.
At a time. I find it to be very like Zen to just zone out and just place each leaf one at a time.
Sounds great.
That's what everyone says about
on
making
like
boards.
120 millimeter like monster bases, just one little leaf at a time.
I mean, it looks awesome because they're so... It looks more realistic because there's not just like a bunch of leaves.
Well, what I tried when I first started was to just put a little bit of glue on and then just throw some leaves on it, and I did not like the way that it looked.
Yeah,
it didn't look natural. It didn't lead to leaves like actually sticking.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, whenever I
so
put leaves
one
on
at a time, what I do,
like
I
that.
Have a little sewing needle. Use a sewing needle to pick one leaf, dip one side just slightly into a little puddle of glue. You can see like my table just has a spot where I've just been dumping glue directly on the table.
Yeah, baby.
Dip the leaf, place it right where it goes with the needle, and then rinse and repeat.
Yeah. Hey, beautiful.
Making sure that I have the distribution of different colored leaves exactly how I want. So one of the color palette things with the army is sort of like the green, like weird stone glow.
Yeah.
And, you know, some models have more, you know, sort of like tokens hanging on their belts than others. Some of them have, sort of like the like particle effects, like a spell or something. And those get painted like the bright green. But on, models that don't really have any of that, I would use more green leaves, you know, more freshly fallen, not yellow or red, just to sort of keep the like green touch on all of the models.
That's a good idea.
In the army. Yeah. Well, you know, obviously it does make everything look a lot more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. And that's what I've been working on. Once we're done, I'm going to get right back to it. That's my last big
guy.
You've
been crushing it on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, do you have plans to take like photos of all these guys and like post them online?
Oh yeah, eventually. Yeah. Well, the other thing too is, the basing. I started messing around with the dirty down moss as well.
Yeah,
I got pretty good results with that. Yeah. So my rocks, I just gathered some plaster that had broken off of the wall in the utility room.
Oh, the dirt room.
Yeah, the dirt room. And then,
which we have a key for now.
Yes.
Yep, we got a key for the dirt room.
Listeners, we have a key for the room full of dirt.
The building owner was questionable, like not even questioning why we're doing it. They just said, sure, we trust you guys to go collect dirt from this room.
Use however much of this
dirt. Please use
you
our
want.
Asbestos dirt.
Yeah.
Hopefully
get
not.
Get it out of there before we have an inspector.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't give us cancer. It would be nice.
Yeah, that room is real fucked up.
Great texture, though.
Great
texture.
Kind of the perfect.
Great fine.
Yeah.
Really, like, inhalable.
It's got some weird things that have just been floating around in the dirt for a while. Like, I'm like, is this a cat turd?
You know.
Maybe.
It's basing.
It's basing.
Yeah. All sorts of crap
in there.
It's
like a log. It's all natural. That's a log for you. But, yeah, that's good. I can't wait to see them after you've, like, you know, we set up a little photo area in here, take good photos of them, post them up, and
can't
just
wait to see
them
on the other
glory.
Side of the battlefield.
Yeah, I can't wait to kill them.
We'll see. Look at how big that fucking thing's horns are. Those are big horns.
Well, he'll just drop it from a third-story castle and break his
arm.
Don't do that again. That was a
I won't do
day.
That. I'll never do that again.
That was
use a quarter
day.
Or something to mark its spot.
Oh, good idea. Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of marking their spot, Terry, what have you been working
on? Oh, my God, what a segue. So I've been grinding. I'm back on it. I switched, like, I probably talked about it in the podcast, but there was a moment where
you were over it. You
hated
models.
I was done. I started smashing them and stepping on them really hard and dropping them and putting them in Hot Wheels cars and rolling them around on the track so they crash into each other. No, I was painting in the morning for a while. Mm-hmm. Like I'd wake up early and paint, and I realized that I would do more like chores and crap at night and be like, well, I don't have time to paint tonight because I only have like a half hour or whatever. So I'll just wake up early and I'll paint, but then I would just sleep in and not paint and be like, well, I'll get to it tonight. And then the same thing would happen. And I was just getting a lot less done. And so I was just like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to paint later and then sleep until
I know
I'm
I didn't notice
anyways.
our 5 a.m. conversations weren't happening.
Well, I have been waking up, but it's a lot easier when you don't have to worry about like diving into stuff. It was great while it lasted, but just, you know, sometimes you got to try stuff and figure out it doesn't work. So now I've been doing nighttime in the studio.
Seven to nine.
And I've also built, and I had this built a while, but in my classroom, I have a little secret hiding spot where I paint models during my lunch break. And so I've been painting a ton during my like lunch breaks and stuff at work using craft paint, dollar bottle craft paint from Michaels. Mm-hmm. And it's been lovely.
You also figured something out the other day too, right?
Yeah. So I bought a bottle of black gesso, and I specifically bought it for like mixed media art stuff. It wasn't even for painting models. And then I had this bottle of gesso, and I was like, well, I mean, it's pretty much the same way. It's like how they prime canvases to paint with acrylics.
Right.
Shouldn't this, in theory, work for models? And so I put it all over a few models, and you know, there's like some weird things where it's like if you go on a little too thick, it kind of clogs up certain areas, and you got to kind of just be careful that you're not doing that. But if you go thin enough and just kind of like, you know, stab all of this with your brush, like stab all of the gesso as many places as you can, the black gesso works really nicely.
It's just acrylic, you know, right?
Yeah, I just looked up gesso. Is made of chalk and glue.
I knew the chalk part. I knew
modern
the chalk
gesso
part. Yeah.
Made of chalk and glue.
Yeah, and I really
obtained,
like the madness.
Obtained
illegally
from the skin of rabbits or calves.
No
what
way.
What the fuck?
Not
bro?
Vegan.
Can't
sorry.
Be
sorry.
Not
sorry.
Vegan.
Sorry. 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 But it's been great. It works really nice. It's a nice, super matte, hence the chalk. And I tried to like rub it off, and even off a painted model, like tried to rub it and see if it would just like come off, and seems fine.
Did you try on a metal model?
I did not try
That's
on a metal
the
model.
Ultimate test.
Yeah. Now that is true.
But you can't
even
ever use
spray
it again.
Paint just comes off of a metal model.
Because now dead rabbits.
Yes.
No, like people make it all sorts of ways. It looks like people make it with cornstarch, baking soda.
This shit was so cheap, I cannot imagine that it was made using rabbits.
Listen, the price
doubt.
Of life,
it's pretty fucking low.
Oh,
it's pretty fucking
stop.
Low.
I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
Now,
I gotta look into this.
Your lunch break thing, it had me thinking, like, why doesn't he just, like, step out of class for, like my brain, it's like, I'll put a model down. Like, I can take 10 seconds to
I do sometimes,
stuff.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You step out of the class. Well, hey, kids, just keep it up.
Hiding in the bathroom, painting models above the urinal.
Well, it's in the room. It's in a little closet.
Yes, oh, essentially, yeah, yeah. It's like the stock room is like this little closet, like all art teachers have, where it's just like all of the supplies go in there. And I specifically built this table and got the table paid for, which was cool, because the after-school program's in my room, and I was like, hey, principal, I'm going to need a spot to, like, work after hours, so can I build a desk in my storeroom? And of course he was like, yeah, just like,
are you the only art teacher?
Yeah.
You don't have to share
no but they do occasionally. Teachers do come in, they're like, can I borrow some paper? And they like start coming back to the storeroom, and I'm just like, just wait here, I'll be right back.
No!
Because it's like, you know, it looks crazy, it's like lit, you know, there's work lamps lighting this one little area that's like covered in paint and weird models and crap, and I'm like, I really don't want anybody.
You don't want to explain that the next
time.
Yeah, but you could get away with that.
Oh,
in an
explanation.
Whereas all three of us, if we were at our jobs, could not explain why we have a a painting
area
in the truck.
In my truck.
Well, you have a downtime area.
I have a desk in my room.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Phil and I can't have it in the work vehicle, like with a.
However, I was thinking, you remember Scottomancer had that little travel case?
Yes.
Yeah.
That, like, it opened up and had a freaking light on it.
Yeah.
I was like, if I was working at any job, and you had downtime and you had one of those, access to one of those, that's like a great solution. I don't know what the case was called that he had, but having a little travel case would be worth it, because it really makes my day go by so quick.
Right.
I'm looking forward to the next break
link.
I have.
Get that product link.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the next break I have, so I can get back there and be like, okay, cool. Now it's all dry. Put a wash on or whatever. And then I can go and teach a class and come back and then do another little bit.
It's so funny. I can like picture my high school like art teacher, because like he'd be in the room for maybe 10 minutes of the class.
And he'd just disappear.
Gone. It's like, oh, like high school, you could just literally be like, all right, here's the project for today. See ya. I'll be back later. Don't do anything stupid.
What was your art teacher doing though? Was he painting
he
models?
He just like wasn't in the room. He was just like, he didn't have like a little storeroom.
Yeah.
Like he just, all the stuff was just
so
on the
he
walls.
Was painting models above the urinal.
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Above the urinal in the ceiling tiles.
Yeah, it's like
that's he was sitting at the toilet.
I find a lot of crazy shit in ceiling tiles.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing you found?
A sandwich.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
A very old, moldy sandwich.
Listen, when I used to paint houses, I've seen people throw full breakfast sandwiches in vents after, like, oh, the guy making the house is being an asshole today and, like, fucked up all that we were doing. Well, right in the vent, no one's ever going to know this house is going to smell really bad for a while.
Forever. No one's going to know why. Yeah.
Jesus. Nasty.
Yep. So check your vents.
Nasty.
Yeah. Check your ductwork, guys.
Take a look at your vent.
Measure your CFM properly. Make sure you know you're getting what you're getting.
Touch your vents every day. One time a day. Last thing I've been working on though is Rohirrim for my Rohan battle company for Middle Earth Strategy Battle Game Battle Company.
Games Workshop's Lord of the Rings Middle Earth Strategy Battle Game Battle Company.
Yes. So I've been painting up those. I have 4 painted out of 7 of my starting guys, but now they're all going to eventually be on horses. So then I will need to paint another model.
I'm all on horseback.
Yeah. I mean, come on, they're Rohirrim, dude.
Terry was so Terry and I got to the studio early today.
Yep.
Started playing
immediately.
We paused the game so we can record.
Yeah.
But our game is still going. We're gonna get right back into it.
You guys want to go run a turn real quick?
Real quick, dude. But Terry didn't want. He was gonna like, oh, I'm not gonna take the horse guy. I'm like, you got to. That's one. It's their thing.
Yeah.
But two, the fact that you can just dismount in that game, is so sick.
But when you dismount, you can never remount, which is kind of a crazy.
Really? Your horse just runs away.
Yeah, your horse pretty much runs away. If it passes courage, you still just cannot remount. And the explanation in the rule book is that the horse is too skittish or something.
So do you have to pay to upgrade again?
Yeah, for the match.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just for the match.
And then he's back on. But my horse didn't even get a chance, or my rider didn't get a chance to dismount because it rode right into combat, being my leader. And then was just sniped from the rooftop.
You riding the horse up around inside of the clock tower?
That's part of the reason why I wasn't going to take it is because the game we are playing is it's like this big tower that Bill, the Ruin 501, brought here. And I was just going to take the horse because it's like, well, this guy can't move vertically. He can't go up ladders. Why am I going to take the horse? He died before.
Well, yeah.
Have you ever seen a horse go up a ladder?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
All right.
Yeah.
But
horses have hooves, not hands.
Horses inside, in combat.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Very Lord of the Rings, too. They're always riding around. Shit.
They're riding in the fucking house.
Oh, yeah.
They're not.
Horses outside.
Yeah, they're not wiping off their hooves before they go
take
in.
Take your shoes off before you come in. But yeah, my guy just got sniped by
Snarg
just sniped him off the roof. And
I was trying to kill the horse, but I missed.
You missed and it hit the rider. but yeah, I mean, Games Workshop, Lord of the Rings, Middle Earth Strategy, Battle Game, Battle Company is like such a cool game to play. I've been having so much fun playing it. I've played more games of Games Workshop, Lord of the Ring, Middle Earth Strategy, Battle Game, Battle Company than probably any other Games Workshop game. Because
it's so fast. It's easy.
It's so fast.
Who rolled higher? That's your...
It's fast, but there's so many layers of like strategy that go into the game. And then there's, like Paul said, things that we haven't even scratched the surface of how complex you can get, like how crunchy you can make the rules.
What I was saying prior... when we were playing is like a lot of these games to make them simpler we'll just cut things out.
Yeah,
this game doesn't actually cut really anything out. It just simplifies everything. So I when we're playing I never really feel like I'm missing any mechanics. It's just like an easier way to play said things.
Yeah
like a melee or like a shooting or it just kind of flows so well.
And the other reason I was thinking about why do I like Games Workshop, Lord of the Ring, Middle Earth, Strategy, Battle Game, Battle Company so much? And I think one of the best things about Games Workshop's Lord of the Rings, Middle Earth, Strategy, Battle Game, Battle Company is the fact that it feels so cinematic when you play because you think of scenes that happened in the Lord of the Rings movies and then you're just like, oh, it's just like that. When I'm fighting Pauly's wargs, I'm on horseback. I'm like throwing the spear, and there's like green hills, and the wargs are coming down.
What's
and it's
that
like
term?
Sweet
verisimilitude.
Definitely some verdi in there.
Some versi, but you know
versi.
I think my favorite
versi beaucoup.
I think my favorite part of Games Workshop Lord of the Rings Middle Earth strategy battle game battle companies is that it in other games you roll a dice like and you're like I gotta hit this number
yeah
and it's like you if you fail it's just like oh that stinks but like yeah. in this it's you're rolling against each other for combat
yeah
it's not oh I have to hit a four to hit you like oh yeah. you have to roll better than the other person
combat on the other person's turn is always so cool
it's so yeah. sick yeah,
because it like we were saying it gets around that I go you go
yep
drabness mm-hmm. it's no we're going now. This is in this phase now we are both going
yep.
and I'm attacking you, but you can still turn it back yeah. on me.
It is you go, I go, but it's just done differently and it's very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. yeah. Games take about an hour. The post game like after effects are very neat. The leveling up like promotion system that they have for warriors and yep. they have the paths that your heroes take.
Oh,
the,
I still gotta do that.
Earn different skills. I do too. I didn't do it before Gage and I's game. But
yeah, it's very cool. I like the yeah. bonus rules that we have looked at, that mm-hmm. where you can generate XP on 12s with oh, warriors and yes. stuff. Like,
yeah,
it's very cool.
That's coming in clutch because I keep rolling 12s, baby. I never stop with the boxcars.
Yeah,
yar, yar. I be rolling the boxcars.
Yeah. Well, we love that game, and Peter yes. Jackson, you should sponsor the yeah. podcast.
Thank you, Peter Jackson, for designing that game.
My biggest gripe with Games Workshop's Lord of the Rings Middle Earth Strategy Battle Games Battle Company is the fact that the rules aren't explicit. Like, you have to kind of look mm-hmm. across multiple books.
Yeah, three books for one system is bad.
Because,
yeah.
like, oh, but we're playing Middle Earth Strategy Battle Game Battle Companies, but yes. the rules that you need mm-hmm. are actually in the regular rule book, yes. and it doesn't explicitly say. Like, I was getting really confused as to why your bowman could yeah. fight my yeah, guy with a sword and shield. And yep. like, it didn't make sense. But
yeah.
you look at the base model that it's based off of, and they all have weapons.
Yeah. yeah. Yes. Oh, that was it. I forgot. I was trying to explain it to Gage, and I couldn't remember how we knew that. But
yeah, 12 points for an orc gets you an orc with a sword
yeah.
or with a axe.
Right.
And that's inherent no matter what.
Yep.
The bow is just a bonus thing that you're getting.
Yeah.
But that's my only gripe, is the rules being spread kind of all over. Kind of a Necromunda problem.
However, they have never... I don't think there's like versions of it. I don't think there's like a 10th edition.
No, I think we're second edition.
Game. Yeah, and a lot of times they, at least from the video that we watched, the new copy of the rules maybe came out with like a box set that they were talking about in that video, but it was just an updated rules book with the FAQs. It wasn't a totally new
Correct.
Rule set.
You there's, didn't need there's to new, yeah, there's new warbands.
Yeah.
And there's new... Like they're fixing their own rules, but yeah. they play the exact same.
Oh now, yeah, of course we're on second edition because the Hobbit came out,
yes,
and they made
yeah.
the second edition
so,
after the Hobbit.
So the Hobbit is the second edition because yeah. I played that game in 2003, like
yes.
when it was in the Games Workshop in the Holyoke Mall.
Yeah,
like is that first edition?
Probably
like
right?
the OG the books Rings? Where you got a box set for each movie.
Yes, it's got to be right. I mean, the Hobbit game only came out after the Hobbit movies came
yeah.
out.
Correct. Yeah,
because I had the box set for like Helm's Deep and then the Battle yeah. of Pelennor Fields, but that was like in the early 2000s.
Right. Right.
And it came with a rule book.
Sorry, Phil is on Instagram.
Scroll Phil doesn't away. Like Middle Earth Strategy Battle Game Battle Companies.
He hasn't started playing yet, but I think that he will crush when he does. He says he's only going to play the most obscure warbands.
He should play the one that I'm playing because they are cut from every book except the one, yes. the one 2.0 book.
Classic Steve form, taking the most.
I meant obscure as in, like Silmarillion ass.
Oh. Yeah,
stuff that's like barely in the movie.
There's you should just play the freaking the animals of the wild, like the
Dude,
spider.
It is cool.
You can, yeah. yeah.
It
yeah.
is a very cool, and it's like fell wargs and spiders. And
yeah.
like
you play
get,
the,
like, bats
the good
and
version,
stuff.
Which is just eagles.
Yeah. No, there is an Ent warband that someone's been
yeah.
working
oh,
on,
yeah,
and
yeah,
I was
yeah,
ready
yeah.
to take that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get one ent and then entlings, like little baby ents.
Yeah, please excuse my dear ent, Sally.
My dear ent, Sally. That's a good title name.
Yeah, yeah there
that's
you go.
That's a title
Perfect.
Name.
Perfect. We've figured it out here. Note to self, make this the title.
It's a lot shorter than Games Workshop's Lord of the Rings, Middle Earth Strategy, Battle Game, Battle Companies.
However, that does have a certain ring
it
to
does.
It.
It does. You have to say it fully each time.
It does have a nice ring. Gage, you're looking at your phone like you're looking at some sort of list.
I have some sort of list here.
A list?
I think we should go over.
Oh.
I think if we were like, you know, trying to go over what we have done this year, this
yeah.
would be the list that we would reference.
Like the year yes. the year of Hive Scum.
Yeah,
That's
the year
it.
In
year
review.
One.
Year one.
Our year wrapped.
Yes, our as our OG listeners may know, we basically started at the very end of 2022.
Yeah, correct.
So we are just about coming on in a year. And so essentially the year in review will be the year of Hives Come in Review as well.
And it's been a crazy year. I dropped like 7 things on that list, and then I came back to it today and I was like, holy crap. There's a lot on this list.
There's a lot here.
So, well, with the beginning of Hives Come,
the beginning,
the end of 2022. With the end of 2022, when we started Hives Come, we have Spotify does the Wrapped, but for podcasters,
yes,
and it's not as cool as it is for bands or you know, music listeners.
Yeah,
but we do have some fun stats we can go over real quick before we get to the year.
Statty daddy, go ahead.
So as of before this, we have published 39 hours of content.
Wow.
Is that including
quote unquote content? Not including Patreon episodes and not including the forgotten episode.
And not including all the Vin Diesel jokes.
We can connect the Patreon to Spotify so that patrons can listen to Patreon episodes on Spotify.
I didn't know that.
Me neither.
Wow, we're going to have to figure that out.
Thanks for letting us know, Phil.
And then if people wanted to go to the Patreon,
yeah,
they can go to patreon.com/hivescum.
Yeah. You get an extra half hour of content every time we put out an episode, plus a bunch of other cool crap that you can find over there.
Definite crap.
Get your crap live.
Speaking of the 39 hours of content, including the forgotten episode, we used 0 samplers on published content.
Episode.
Correct. What does that mean?
Oh, no samplers were used in the making of this podcast.
One sampler episode was made and
subsequently lost.
Yeah, the soundboard was not a good idea.
Yes.
I think it was great.
It was something.
Listen, patrons can figure that out.
Yes.
So we have 350 people had the podcast is their top 10. It was in somewhere top within their 10. Top 10.
Oh, cool.
Very nice.
278 people. I mean, so this is only Spotify?
Yes.
People listen on a few different platforms.
Yeah, Apple and Google, too, I know for sure.
Because this is all the stats are pulled from Anchor.
Yes.
And Anchor puts in Apple Podcasts.
Spotify owns Anchor now.
Correct. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. So 30% of our listeners come from Apple Podcasts.
Wow.
Which is cool. I didn't know that was cool. But 350 people have the podcast in their top 10. 278 have it in their top 5.
Yes.
Are they a part of that 300?
I got it.
Is that 200 a part of the 300?
Probably. And 126 have it as their number one listened to podcast.
Here's to you,
true
number
freaks.
One listeners.
That's crazy. Yeah. And Hives Come was listened to in 29 countries this year.
Yeah, that's more countries than there are.
Yeah. I wonder how much of that is people using like a proxy or something.
A VPN or whatever?
A VPN, yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
USA was number one. I mean,
good old
USA. That doesn't make any sense.
What was number two? Probably Australia?
England.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, they love their war hams.
Yeah.
Next was Australia.
Yeah.
Then Canada. And then Sweden.
Mm-hmm. Sweden. We've got a good
the Swedes.
Good crew in Sweden.
Yeah.
Was there two
team.
Of them?
Team.
Oh, yeah. All two of them.
Three.
like, that's two of the three listeners.
Once you left the like top 10 countries, everything was like under 1%.
Yeah.
It's like this one person has to listen here. And I was trying to go through people on the Discord and be like, oh, it's probably that person.
Yeah, it's one guy in Tasmania.
Yeah. So for the year, January, we are just getting the ball rolling. Our AOS campaign started. Most of our early talks.
Yes.
I mean,
still like a living thing.
It's still a living thing.
Think about and do stuff
with. We've gotten very busy with things within the studio, but
yeah.
It'll pick up.
It'll definitely pick up. I'm still buying models for it. I'm still very excited on it.
It's still the only thing that I work on.
I haven't painted any of my models in a while, but
the narrative is still just so cool to me
yeah.
of what we've kind of made. I really want to fight Terry's Warband and kill the necromancer that got away.
Always gets away.
I want to explore the map. I want like to develop.
Yeah,
our
that's
own
that's
map.
The next thing is that one side of the whiteboard there. I want to draw a map.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we were saying get the Mighty Empire's tiles.
Yep.
and yeah. make like a physical map yeah. and develop it throughout
the game.
Is that
what the mini wargaming studios?
No.
Those guys
no,
they had 3D printed tiles.
Those shits look
That's
cool.
what the Mighty Empires tiles are.
They're 3D printed?
They, no, no, but they're 3D tiles.
Yeah, they're 3D tiles.
Yeah, I understand that, but I think theirs were just custom ones
Correct.
That, that were yeah. 3D printed. They're not from the Mighty
It
Empires.
Was with a partnership with some other company, but they don't have those anymore.
Why not?
They sold them.
They sold them.
They're making an AOS.
They sold out for their
old world. An old world campaign.
Which is also sick.
It's, yeah, it's very cool too, but I'm just envious that we didn't get them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I we still have the print or the commission, the flash sheet from Dark Wizard Berserker hanging up. So
oh,
no
yeah.
matter what, all of us are always staring at our warband generals.
Ah, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know. AOS, I think, is like the backbone of our gaming experience. And
yeah.
and most of the pod.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's funny. I was just reading this just off topic of what we're doing.
Yeah. Right? What is
Who
this
printed
thing?
This out?
Yeah. There's just something
that came
on the table.
In your 40,000 orcs you bought.
Oh. Yeah. This is sick.
Yeah. The
you
Art
should
of
read
Warhammer
this.
Army Selection.
This yeah. guy talks about how he started an army with like this character that
on
he made.
Nickel and gum.
And it's yeah. like a dark elf, whatever knight who goes from being like a lowly knight to becoming like a lord and like over the
who
games he
that?
Plays.
So cool.
Someone named Jeff Leong.
We got to bring him out because he
yeah.
gets it.
He gets it.
That's literally what, I mean, Terry was coming up with the narrative of his Games Workshop's Lord of the Rings Middle Earth Strategy Battle Game Battle Company's
yes.
Warband.
Yeah.
As we're playing.
Yeah. As this guy is like, is coming up in the ranks and he's maybe going to replace his
yeah.
his elder one day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so my hero is getting up there in age, and so one guy took the path of my hero, my main leader
the
took
knight.
The path of the knight, but the his sergeant is going to take the path of the general and eventually replace
oh,
him as the leader
while so
as he works his way up and being trained by the by my now leader.
That's so sick.
Oh, it's going to be very
But that's
cool.
like that's the thing about I mean and that's why we love AOS so much in
yeah.
our campaign.
Yeah.
It's just like yeah, I want to develop a feud with a random model that has nothing to do in the
yeah.
greater narrative, but it's just...
It's narrative to me.
Yeah. My guy died to Terry's guy one day, and now he's hell-bent on that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
that's all that matters.
Yeah, I have a
like
feud
this...
within my army list, and there's two
yeah.
dueling
yeah.
vampire lords in my army
and
list.
That's
yeah.
sick.
Yeah.
See, this dude, it's like his dark elf goes from dark elf army to leading a Slaanesh chaos army because...
Oh, hell yeah.
You know,
yeah.
dark
yeah.
elves
just
gets right. blends out line. Like...
That's
just very
about.
Cool.
That is cool.
Terry's narrative also carrying over to the board you made, to the narrative we brought into spoiler for Dungeon Siege. You
yeah.
know, that's you know this guy gets it.
He does.
Shout out
Jeff Long.
Long.
Jeff Leong. Long.
All right, going into February,
the month
we,
of love.
The month of love. We all loved putting together all the Nemo boards.
Yes, we did, and we had a big old. Yeah, that was just
yeah.
the month we were just crushing, trying to get as much done as we
yeah.
could. Yeah, building up to Nemo, doing
yep.
nothing but
all,
Nemo.
The road to Nemo.
All weekends yeah. being spent at Paul's house.
Yep.
Shout out Paul and his lovely wife for letting us take over the house.
Yes.
Shout out to
thank,
Nemo.
Thank you, Paul and Laura.
Yeah. yeah, shout out.
March 5th, Nemo 2023.
The biggest
the
event
day
that's
of
ever
our Lord.
Happened. Yes. the day that the Twin Tail Comets struck down in Chicopee, Massachusetts.
Yeah, I think that really sort of set the tone for the rest of the year. I
oh
think,
yeah,
yeah. We I think it turned out way better than any of us expected it to.
Absolutely,
yeah.
yeah. That's all I kept saying to people that I was meeting for the first time there, being like, "It's working. This is working. We made it work. It, that's great. Let's
and
keep it going."
And that was with like over 20 plus people not showing
dropped
up.
Out,
and it was the
yeah.
day after
a
snow.
Snowstorm.
Yeah,
yeah.
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 And people still were like. Coming.
Hey, you know, this year could also be
also true.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah, that's true. That's true.
With that momentum, though, carrying from Nemo, 2 weeks later, we went to Adepticon.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
2 weeks right
yeah,
after
we were pretty
that.
Close.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
and then Adepticon, we lit it up, too.
Mordheim
we
at Adepticon.
Drove to Adepticon.
Yep. Steve brought his board, multiple boards, to Adepticon.
Yes.
The Grimdark Hallway became...
Legend.
Legend.
It did.
It yeah.
It was already did. Legendary, though.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
not even
yeah.
from us.
Yes.
That was Johnny's thing. That
Correct.
Was,
yeah.
It was spoken of in whispers, though.
Yes. yes. It was not as grandiose as it became,
no.
I think. But
yes.
Right.
there wasn't as much cardboard signs that said Grim Dark Market this way.
Yeah.
and pictures of dead fish.
Yeah, I mean that I think that legacy was like always bound to happen, like whoever would pick up the fucking mantle of it. I don't think any of us realized at the first Adepticon that it would be us that were doing it. But
no. And it has always been there, too. There's that part in the Christoph Kiel book where he talks about making an Inquisitor warband specifically to play in a hallway at Adepticon.
Yep.
And that was pre-COVID. So.
Correct.
And people have been doing that forever.
Yeah. I knew we would carry the banner. I knew when we were leaving Adepticon, I said, this is what's happening next
year. Oh, absolutely. I'll say it every episode. I don't care. Like, seeing Johnny's stuff changed my outlook on everything.
The
trajectory
was changed by Johnny.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, so going from that, the only thing I'll say is I didn't expect it to be the hub that became so important for our friends to come through, drop their stuff off, get a game.
Yeah, we met a lot of people.
We met a lot of people.
Eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yes. Yeah.
We ate a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Yeah. Probably just as many of the people that we met. We ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I don't know that I ate any peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Okay.
I got one. Hater. It was pretty good. I will say, though, I'm just going to put it out there now just because it's official.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the hallway for next year. I did secure it. We have the whole thing.
Is it the same one?
Same area. As far as the discussion has gone, it's the same area in the creation room and the room next to it with the whole hallway. It's just ours.
Is there going to be a charity event that we have to manically
clean
up our mess?
No, and if they show up, I'll
mess.
Beat them up this time.
You heard it here first. Steve's threatening violence.
we have events. We can talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to go live.
It is live.
Oh, shit.
That's why I was posting
it in
the Discord.
Can you sign up for them already?
Oh, fuck. I know
you can view it, and now you can prepare for the things that you want to sign
up.
Gotcha.
You can get your clicker finger ready.
I didn't know that. Okay.
But you got a few weeks, I think, until... I think it's... Actually, maybe not.
Is this episode
going
to be out before that?
No, I think it's something of like January.
Is it January?
1st or something you can apply.
Well, anyway, we can talk about it.
Yeah, we're talking about it.
So Thursday in the hallway.
This year.
This year coming up, March... It's like March 21st, I think, to the 24th, I believe, is Adepticon. I could be wrong. I'm not looking at a calendar.
Yeah.
But whatever week that is. Yeah, Thursday is...
You're running Mordheim.
I'm running Mordheim.
On Thursdays.
On Thursday. I'm doing it early so I can chill.
Yeah, baby. I love to chill.
From 10 to 3, Mordheim hits Schomburg again. Blood in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a narrative. It's literally just going to be Nemo at Schomburg. So it's same thing, map, campaign, the whole 9 yards.
We're bringing the Duncan.
Donkeys is hitting the... Yeah. Hitting the.
How many boards are you going to bring?
Twin-tailed hot chocolate.
Well, I was anticipating bringing... My Donkin. Two connecting Mordheim boards and plus just mats because it's set up to sign up for, I think, 14 people, so seven tables worth.
Okay.
But that was before I found out I have to get surgery, so we'll see if I can finish it in time now because I don't even know if it's going to be ready for Nemo now.
Your board, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll finish it for you.
No, that's literally not allowed.
He's getting the surgery to make himself taller.
They're breaking his arms and legs.
Yeah, he's going to make himself 3 inches
Why would they
taller.
Break his arms to get taller?
Because you got
to
have
longer
arms.
Your arms have to be proportional to your legs.
Yeah, so Steve's getting
that. This is imperative to the surgery. We have to break your arms.
Yeah. So, Steve, it'll be great to see all 7 feet of you after.
Yeah. And then Friday. What's Friday?
Friday is...
I know what Friday is.
Dead by Lead, run by Weirdstoned Paul.
Yeah, Paulie Mordheim. Paulie, the man with the
plan. He's going to be Dead by Lead Paul after
that. Doesn't really roll off the tongue as well. Six Shooter Paul.
Oh, that's pretty
firing
good.
From the hip Paul.
Pistol Paul.
Pistol Whipping Paul.
Pistol,
I guess they'd probably do... I'm sure they
Adventures
did a fair
in
bit
the Weird and Wild West.
Yeah.
That's
the
it.
Weird. W-Y-R-D.
Ooh.
Oh, there we go.
Dude, are we kidding?
He's going to change his name. Don't give him any ideas.
Yeah.
Weird
West.
Paul's running a...
It's like a campaign for Dead by
Lead. Yeah, but is it a... How many people? 12?
I think there was
10? 45 people, I think.
Oh, yeah. All of these events are very small.
Yeah.
These are small rooms,
after
all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Paul's going to be running Dead by Lead for Friday. Saturday...
Turnip 28
run
Robbie's
by
doing it.
Robbie Partist.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's good for him taking up the mantle on that.
Yes,
I think
someone had to do
say
it.
That it's the first turnip.
It's
event
not. It's not.
Now?
We
in
this
Adepticon.
He looked into it. He spoke to Max. Max said that there was like a demo event somewhere, but this is the first actual like.
Yeah, that's very cool.
And I'm playing in it.
And what better guy to do it than?
True.
You know, are you playing
RP?
It?
Yeah, I'm playing in it.
So you're getting your badge?
I told him I'm bullying my way into that game. I don't care. And he said, that's
"I'm playing. I'm here. I want to play. I brought the money that I
am
need.
A very old man now. Apparently, in this narrative,
chocolate. They're selling chocolates.
And what day are we on? Saturday. That's when he's doing turn up.
You just
Sunday,
said that.
I know.
Sunday.
I am running for Ben Psalm with It's What Evan.
Whoa.
And I'm playing in it.
That's fine.
I'll be playing in it.
That's what you sound like now.
I want to play.
Yeah, there's some details that I can leak, but Destruction of an Angel, we're doing just a very weird sci-fi fantasy-esque story.
Yeah, and
so bring your last warband.
Spoiler alert. Well, it's Chris.
Bring whatever warband you
it's
want.
Chris Angel that you're trying to destruct.
Yes. Yeah.
Mind yeah. freak.
You're going to get your mind freaked.
Whoa, I can't even attack this guy because he's pulling quarters out of my ears. And on top of that, we're going to have
the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yay! Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. We're going to have pizza. We're going to have snacks. You can't have any, but we're going to have them.
Yes. Australians get to have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, though, because they don't know what it's like.
They prefer Vegemite.
Yeah, they do.
I don't even know what that is. Stinky. I know I've heard about it. I don't know what it is, though.
It's like a
bouillon paste?
It's like yeast paste
or
something.
Yeah, I think it's fermented or
I don't like that. Never mind.
It's a lot.
But we'll have the booth across from the entrance.
Correct.
To the back alleyway.
Yeah, yep. So you can grab your gear.
You can grab your gear and get merched up.
Yeah, get merged.
Boy, will we have merch. In Rush shirts will be there. Under the Dice shirts will be there. Hive Scum shirts will be there.
TNP will have his
Panicking
stuff there.
Will have his stuff there.
Last year we had paper stickers for Hive Scum, and now we got merch.
Now we got merch.
Merch.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Merched up.
So what happened after Mordheim?
After
Adepticon?
We did do the meat grinder, too.
I was going to say, we did the meat grinder.
Anonymous Tabletop Podcast and their meat grinder thing that they set
up. I'm sure they'll be back in force this year.
Oh, this year it's going to be...
Every year they do it.
I don't want to... I hope they don't get punished.
They are going to get punished. The masses are going to...
I wish them nothing but the best this year with the meat grinder event. Post all of the YouTubers
hyping
and content creators hyping it up. Yeah, I hope everything goes well.
So, with the chaos of that weekend...
Yes.
We recovered for 5 days. And then
back
went,
at it.
Then went
really?
Straight into April 1st. Was the Northeast Dungeon Siege.
Oh, yes. I remember pulling up in the pouring rain.
The pouring rain, and the venue guy was a fucking asshole.
He's like, who are you again?
No one's here yet.
Yeah, gamers, shuts the door in my face.
Yeah. He said, we're playing Mordheim. And he said, game's been dead for 20 years. And slammed it in your face. Couldn't believe it.
No, but shout out Josh, Sombra, Kane, and Northeast Dungeon Siege. Proper. He fucking took a shower, raced over to let us in, and apologized 400 times. I just got
for those unaware. Northeast Dungeon Siege is a
dungeon synth festival.
Yes.
3 days. One of two in the world.
Yeah.
That dungeon synth artists are playing from all over the world.
Yes.
We did get confirmation that I am overseeing all of the gaming this year for the fest.
Wow.
So
you get to boss people around.
Yeah. And
so he gets to tell me what to do.
Yes.
I'm the only other person that was running
games. I think
there
is going to be 3 days of gaming this year, though.
Oh,
so.
Hell yeah. Oh, cool.
We'll figure the logistics out of that.
Yeah.
You should have told me when I was picking my vacation time.
Well,
yeah.
Listen.
Pick up that can.
I'm trying to get D&D heads in there. I'm trying to make it a thing. So.
Yeah. Very cool.
We'll see. We'll see what happens with that. People bullying me for that.
See, the Northeast has so much to offer. Move here and be with us.
Yeah.
Become part of the War Council.
Join the Council.
Join the Council.
After that, April 28th was Smash Bash.
Yeah. It was due that day.
Yep, it was due that day.
So we all struggled to get something ready.
We all do. If only we won a trophy for it.
Oh,
wait.
I should bring the trophy here. I don't know. It's pretty nice at
Terry
my house. I
won.
Like to look at it.
I gave it third place,
dude.
You got
you know, it's like one of
those
things.
What was the category?
It was the, I can't pronounce it, but it's like baby broccolage. Bricolage. Is that it?
Bricolage.
Oh, thank you. So it was the, there's like four categories. One is for people who have never applied before, and I forget what that one's called, but you can apply if
newbie land.
Yeah, it's like a newbie. It's newbie land. Then there was the baby bricolage, which was the small scale models.
Yep.
The medium or like tank size
medium
model
menagerie
was,
or yep. something. Yep.
Yeah.
I entered that.
Yes.
The birthing pod.
And then the last one is like Titanic things or like big yeah. sculpture builds. I feel like only ever like 10 people like really
and
make something that's
guy.
Like huge.
It's the same guy who wins. Dude.
Behrath the old cry just always.
I would never I would never enter that based on knowing he's entering because I'm like, dude, I'm not going to win.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing is like,
about winning.
Well, when we applied to it, I was like, yeah, I mean, it's not. You never expect to win something like that.
Exactly.
That has so many good freaking high level hobbyists going into it that you're like, well, this is just. You know what I mean? I'm just going to apply, and I'll see what happens.
Yeah, literally.
When I won, I was, like, fist pumping, and I was camping at the time. Just, like, one bar of service, you sent that thing, and I'm just like, let's fucking go! Just screaming out there. So, I was so stoked.
Just to rewind 2 seconds, I wanted to quickly look up the definition of bricolage.
Okay, nice.
Basically just means kitbashing.
No shit.
So the original word, bricolage, is essentially the French term for DIY, do-it-yourself. It broadly just means something that's constructed or created from a diverse range of available stuff.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Well, and then there's also, in cultural studies, very interesting, the concept of bricolage means it's the processes by which people acquire objects from across social divisions to create new cultural identities.
Interesting. So that lage so, must be, because there's assemblage and collage, so lage must be like some
merit lage.
Must have
merit lage, yeah.
Oh,
from
yeah.
the dark depths.
From the dark depths.
Yeah.
So you know, anyways, maybe it's like Matt planned that or something.
I was very, oh yeah, yeah. It's almost
yeah,
like.
He's no a way. he's a scholar.
Yeah, it's almost like he reads words and understands them, unlike your hive scum hosts who never learned to read.
Who argued about a Norway flag for 12 minutes.
It was the flag of Denmark.
Yes.
That was either the beginning of this episode
yeah,
or
amazing.
I think it was the beginning of this episode. Or was
yeah,
it the
too. It was 20 minutes ago.
But I was just like so amped that I won it. And that's pretty much all I got to say about it. But yeah.
I mean, shout out Matt.
Well deserved.
Smash Bash is a pillar, if not the pillar of the community.
Yes. Yeah. Totally.
And we love you, man.
It gave me a lot of confidence like going forward, which we'll get to later. But just like, I don't know, it like reignited so much about being like, okay, well, if I can like hold a candle to the people who are coming in first and second and all of the other entries,
mm-hmm.
I was like, you know what? Maybe I can push this. You know, maybe I
didn't,
can go a little
bit
further. I
didn't even place and I had that feeling.
Yeah.
People seeing my weird sex toy thing and being like, dude, this is sick. You're fucked up. And I was like, this is the best feeling.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
the coolest thing.
Oh, totally. It's great. It's if you haven't entered Smash Bash, then
you have to
do it. If you're a listener of Hivescum, you have to enter
Smash
Bash.
You are legally obligated to.
Yeah. And you got
to
support the
Gun
the
to
homie.
Your head.
Gun to your head.
Yes.
May. The month of May. We rested.
You did nothing.
There's nothing to note from
nothing?
May.
Nothing?
Nothing. Which I think was probably on purpose.
Honestly, I can't believe that how much we've done up until May.
Right.
Makes
old
me nervous
Demon.
For this.
Oh, none of you guys did that, though.
No,
I did Old Demon.
Oh.
You two did Old and Demon.
And we got crushed by Darren Latham.
Yeah, we got fucking crushed.
We got crushed by Box R WH workers.
WH workers.
Yeah, you know.
Going into the month of June, Steve and I went to England.
That's hey, oh, Jesus. It was hot out, and you guys were talking about breaking down in the van.
Yep.
Wow, that feels like. It was just yesterday.
The van. Everyone,
you connected. You linked up with some
yeah.
some fellas out there.
Honestly, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be like we are right now if not for you two meeting Ramshackle.
I think
and Maddie Knuckles.
Everything that we have said thus far is definitely like it's just constant progress. But I think this is a very significant jumping point
for
Hive Scum, let alone like just our hobby mindset.
Yeah, yeah,
Curtis. Ramshackle Games, I'll say it every episode as well, it was just so important to see his little space.
Yes.
See his little, his mini community of Maddie Knuckles and of
Steel Tower.
Steel Tower. everyone hanging out in just this spot and everyone being in this mindset of just working on something cool and just being stoked on your boys doing cool shit, that is the studio we're in right now. So, yeah. I mean, that was like vastly important. Randomly just being like, oh, you want to go meet my friend upstairs? And it's fucking Louis Sugden upstairs and Honest War Gamer Rob just hanging out was also just insane.
And then getting a chance to see that space.
Circumstance, seeing their space and a totally different mindset of how they're doing it. It's sick. It was a very cool experience. Meeting Ben, Apocrypha Now, also just absolute...
A lad.
Just a workhorse of a project manager.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Like you said, I think is a real big jumping off point for
us. Totally. And it led to this. I think it's like a combination of what you learned in England from all of these different people.
Absolutely. That... kind of was most of June. We did, on the In Rust We Trust side, I wrapped up a couple things I also just wanted to kind of mention. The rain shirts, we had the God Is On Our Side shirts. We raised $470 for rain from those shirts. And then we did the Fabulous Marines donation where people kind of entered the raffle to possibly win just a huge bag of bits. We raised $210 for that for the Trevor Project.
Hell yeah.
So Trey ended up winning the bits.
I was going
to
say.
It's been a year, and every time I see Trey or talk to Trey, never give it to him.
Sorry, Trey. It's a good thing
we saw Trey
you.
2 days
ago. I know, and I literally hugged him, and I was like, dude, I am so sorry. But the server grew crazy.
Crazy.
In that month, but up until that point as well. And that couldn't have been done without Matt or the people we have met. So,
yep.
I mean, huge shout out to Totally Not Panicking for... always being down with us since day one, before the pod even existed. Just being a solid dude of the community.
Yeah, being able to like shepherd us and be like, but just like shepherding us and being like, do this, just try it. Like, you know, just kind of showing us the way of just being like,
it doesn't matter.
Just do it. Yeah, people are going to be stoked on it. Yeah. Going into July, we had the Rod of Hondius and Rich Grimmond.
Grim Richmond.
You can call it whatever you damn want.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's my freedom.
Rich Grimmond was when I changed it. When it started as a group chat, I changed it.
I know.
And then it just kept carrying over, and then they made prints out of it. That is the funniest thing. I mean, obviously it's fun to say, but...
And then we left all the prints in the RV.
Yeah. We have two for the studio. Good.
Yeah, good. We went road rule style and got an RV. Yes. Had
That's that concept of if we did two... RVs dueling on the way down is so many antics just flashed through my head of what could have happened.
Yeah, we road tripped it down to that.
And Paulie Mortheim definitely set up the RV, coordinated all of that, got everything ready.
Yes.
And made that happen.
And then collectively drove 30 hours.
So the people responsible for that event was Martin.
Yep.
Martin McCoy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mike Gundamike. Mm-hmm. And was Bill part of
Bill Ford?
Yep,
and,
Bill Ford.
Stephen Hupfer.
Yeah.
Stephen Hupfer.
Yeah,
who's that guy?
south of Heaven with
you're
a
just
V
doxing.
On with a V on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then Bill, the Ruin 501, Mike Gundamike. Or Gundam Hobby Mike. Official, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gundam Hobby Official.
Or Gundam.
And Martin McCoy at Martin McCoy Art. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, because he has an...
His
tattoo one.
Yeah.
I think that's Gundam
that's
Official.
That's just Gundam Official.
Yeah.
Gundam Official.
Gundam
which
Official
is such a,
and then Gundam
such a
official
sick
hobby,
Instagram to scoop up.
It
was very funny.
Yeah. That was a really fun event, too. Fun time.
So cool.
It's the first time I've been in Richmond in almost 10 years.
First time I was ever there.
Yeah.
Pool on a Roof.
Richmond's great.
Pool on a roof. Yeah. Must have a leak.
Yeah, I watched that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, you I did was just referencing because we went.
No, we went on a pool on the roof, and it was great. We did a little cam ball party.
We met some real freaks out there. Richmond is a crazy, crazy spot.
Shout out AV Hobbies for making me freaking die laughing.
Yeah. Oh, we literally did. I forgot. We did go into a pool on a roof.
Yeah.
I was just like, well, I don't understand the joke.
Yeah. No, we were there. We were swimming.
Did I even go in the pool?
I was the only one that didn't go in because I was freshly tattooed
okay.
and sad.
Yeah. But yeah, there was a lot of good people there. But AV Hobbies definitely cracked me up. In the RV, just me doubled over with him just yelling at Garfield or something.
Yeah, losing his mind.
Yelling at a stuffed animal. He's the best.
We also started our Patreon at the end of June.
Crazy. Oh yeah, that was also a thing when we were when I was out camping.
Yep.
We started that.
Yep. And we were like, wait, people are actually supporting us?
Yeah.
Wait, oh my God, we got another one. Wait, we got another one.
If we could get 3 patrons, we'll be so happy. Literally, like,
if we could support just the gas to get to each other's houses, this would be awesome.
And, you know, thanks to viewers like you.
And look at us now.
Yeah, look at us now. We have an empire.
In our lair, our dungeon.
Which, going into August, we looked at 3 studios.
You skipped something. What did you skip?
I skipped Last War Day.
Yeah. That's a big one. We were all there. Mad Friends came out.
That was a big sort of meeting of the New England War
Council.
That was honestly,
probably the first gathering of the New England War gathering. You know,
we got a lot of our local heads together. And Gage ran a 1 day
World War One campaign.
Yeah.
Which it'll, might be a 2 day one eventually, or might turn into a second day.
It'll get there. Yeah. Well, I'm just super hyped on other things right now.
Yeah.
Like, and I would like to revisit it. I still have some store I didn't visit, but you know.
Yeah.
Like what? What were you saying?
I was just going to say I'm pretty stoked on Games Workshop Lord of the Rings Middle Earth Strategy Battle Game Battle Company.
Yeah, I saw the smile. I knew that's where you were going.
You know how it is. Got to throw it in there.
That's true. August, we looked at 3 studios.
I'm sure they were all lovely, beautiful spaces that we wanted so badly.
Well, yeah, but they were...
No, they weren't.
They were awful.
They were really bad, and then they were like, oh, this is $1,000
for an 8x8 room. Of all of the studios that were looked at, I think this is the only one that I was able to make it to the viewing.
Correct.
And Terry, I was going to say, this is literally because of me.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm the actual good luck charm.
You're the lucky rabbit's foot.
Gage does not get any of the credit for securing the spot.
Yes. Yeah, fuck Gage. Yeah. That's fine. Terry, I remember us being in the parking lot of the one that was 2.3 minutes from Steve's house and being like, maybe this one can work if we walk through this guy's doctor office to get to our studio.
Yeah. The toilet that's boarded up or whatever. Is this toilet work? No, it's just boarded up.
No,
it's
just there, yeah.
It's just got to deal with it.
We had visions of grandeur about having a space in the mall, which
didn't someone just say
that mall is now being closed down?
Yeah, so
it is. Is it really?
Yeah,
that's
the entire mall is now being shut down.
Locals are celebrating its closing. That's so funny. Yeah.
The eyesore.
So for everyone that we had chanting mall,
sorry.
But we lucked out. This is so much better of a spot than the mall ever possibly could be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just the crazy smells. We went to the CrossFit gym we would have to deal with.
The CrossFit gym.
The warehouse spot.
The warehouse.
Oh, that was so
stupid. The unfinished warehouse that the guy was like, yeah, pick your space in this room here. What do you think you want? Like this square here? And it's just this giant warehouse. And he's just like gesturing around being like, yeah, I'm going to build walls.
It's about $700 a month.
Yeah.
Listen, I was like, that's kind of cool. I was like, as long as we can like soundproof the walls. And he's like, well, the walls aren't going to go to
the
ceiling.
It's a chain link fence.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a chain link fence. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why are we here?
Everyone's worker space is a chain link. Like you're just put in a kennel.
Literally a tool crib. You guys want to rent a tool crib for a fucking month?
Oh God. It was like, you can't also build a soundproof booth because we don't have the
permission.
We'd have to get the fire department here to check. And then we were just like, well,
okay, cool.
Then what are you giving us? Yeah. Because right now there's literally nothing here.
The very first spot we looked at, the band practice spot where the huge pipe was in the middle.
There's the pipe.
Terry literally being like, the pipe's not too bad, turns around, smashes his head on it.
That spot would have been not bad if it wasn't in a basement.
It would be the second best space.
Listen, we're in a basement right now.
Yeah.
There's no pipes that are low enough for you to hit your head on.
Yeah, that was a good spot.
There was another good one too Steve and I looked at a desk couldn't even fit in this room.
Oh, the one it was on this road.
Yeah, way down. But yeah,
no shit, really.
Yeah, way down by the battle standard. And the guy's like, "Yeah, I don't know, like 900." And we were like, "No, thank you, bye." That was like our whole conversation.
He was such a freak,
he sucked.
900
for
because it was an office space, like a legitimate office.
He's like, "What do you guys do?" And we're like, "It's like a podcast." And he's like, "Yeah, I don't know if that's gonna work." And I'm like, well, can we at least see it before like, you say no? And then we go in and we're like, no.
Also, I don't know if that's going to work. Why would
Why wouldn't that work?
Like, yeah. I like to come into the room sometimes and just hit stuff with a hammer.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, this is the Gallagher podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we looked at collectively seven studios. Jesus. Before we found this one.
Yeah, and they were all winners.
They were all winners.
But this one was perfect.
September, the Simpsons Shield Slam ended.
Yeah, September it ended. Never went into the craziness of October.
Never went into the craziness of October. Stop yelling at me.
We did the Flames campaign. Flames was campaign. In September,
yep.
too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Did a lot of playtesting. A few good playtesting days for Steve's Met game, Flames of Orion.
Yep.
Our good buddy Greg Wire made the trip up here to playtest with us.
It was pretty good. It was a good time. A lot of people turned out. War Council came full effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As they do.
Steve, when's Flames coming out?
Yeah.
I don't know. I handed it off to my source.
Nice. Oh, okay, good.
But I have to find an artist.
Yeah, I'm really excited to play Flames, honestly.
Yeah.
I really would like that game to come out so I can punish people online with my builds.
Yeah.
You know, you come to Nemo, there might be a table.
Yeah.
There will be. I'm bringing my board for it. I'm calling that a Flames board.
You know what? Maybe Adepticon will have the world championship. Maybe I'll set that up.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, there you go.
Paul's going to go too to Adepticon so I can reclaim the title.
No, you can't. Mm. No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
Actually, I thought Greg took it from him.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
well, he's going to Adepticon too, so I'm going to fucking take it from him. All right, going to October.
October. We're so close to the end of the year.
We checked out the studio.
Yes. Did we like it?
Yeah, I think so.
It was all right.
I wish I had a fucking sink, but...
Yeah. Or a toilet down here.
No.
Yeah.
Listen, we can solve both of those problems
with
each...
a sink.
No,
with a sink.
Yeah, with one sink. Yeah. I was going to say with each other, but, you know.
Yeah, that is true. We could piss on each other's
piss and shit? Is that the way you're trying to say?
No, we're not eating it.
Pissing on each other's hands so you can wash
them. You can wash them in the sink.
Okay. No, we go into the room and
with
shit.
The dirt.
And then someone else, you use your piss to bidet my ass off.
Yeah, and then we can bury the
use your stream.
Like a cat.
I like the idea of the dirt room becoming just a giant cat.
Yeah.
People come here for the first time. Yeah, just go find a spot in there.
Yeah, you're just going to go squat in that dark cave.
Yeah, careful of the lumps on the
Make
ground.
Sure you bury it properly,
though. Yeah, that's rule number one of the space is bury your turds properly. Yeah.
What month are we on?
October.
We're in October.
Was there another contest that month?
There was. King of the Hill Giant.
Woo!
Oh, guess what?
Rocktober.
Terry came in third.
Yeah, I'm only ever coming in third places from now on.
Listen, you're placing, all right? Yeah. At least one of us is.
Maybe next year.
I mean, I was really stoked on that fucking model, too. You know, not to go too deep into it, but
you fucking should be. I think for sure yours deserved to place.
Well, thank you, sir.
Even without the bias of, you know, knowing you for 15 years, I think it rocked.
Yeah. It was about the same time that, like, my painting style, I guess you call it, or the techniques that I use now have come to, like, a head. Like, I feel like I've really figured out the idea of, like, wet blending and
right.
Like,
did you use insulation foam in it?
And yeah, so and using insulation
foam.
So
it's all of your
your
techniques now are coming into one.
Yeah,
little 3D printed bits broken into a million fucking
pieces. Up. I extended the legs with clay. So I could be a gargant.
Did you start building that at Gage's house?
Maybe
we had like a hobbying day.
No, that was the great and clean one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where is that?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Right.
That's just in. I you know what? I want to repaint.
There's bees
that.
Back in it.
Yeah, there's bees living in it. So now I'm getting honey
is there?
From them. No.
There was originally.
Maybe.
What?
Yeah,
yeah
it's made
it's
with
a beehive.
Remember, it was made of beehive.
Phil literally broke it off my front of the house and then brought it downstairs. And Terry goes, "Ooh," and puts it in his model.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna paint that back. It's so dark that you really can't see anything that's going on in there.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna kind of go back in and lighten it up. But as far as like wet blending and shit like that, the King of the Hill Giant was really where I painted that in like 2 days.
Yeah,
painted it and based it, maybe like a week total.
Right,
but it was like.
The base, your bases have also gone insane.
Well,
I think
that base is a lot of fun. That was a big old freaking dinner plate that I got
to
put
you
all
just
this
get
flock
to put
all
whatever
over.
You want
in
there. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a blast. And I'm so stoked. Like, once again, same idea. Like, seeing that I came in third place and that feeling of being like that overwhelming, like, holy crap, are you serious?
Yeah.
You won!
And then, like, being like, I'm in third and Anna Plansic's in second place or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what?
no shit, I got her book under my bed.
And dude, she's got your right book there. Under her bed.
Maybe.
The art of Terrence.
Who won
Reader.
First place?
It's just like a
GDB makes weird yeah. things.
Yeah. He made that giant the with the swinging tits.
Was freaking yeah. crazy yeah, it was looking.
Very cool. You need more nudity.
I do. Yeah. I need more nudity.
He is cocking
penis giant.
Yeah. Just swinging it around. Yes. But anyways, shout out to the family for doing that.
Yeah, Hill Giant Boys.
Yeah. HGB.
When Dellen came here, White Tiger Tablecraft, he was like, I didn't know how big your giant was.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, it's a full size.
Yes.
The picture had a photo with an Empire model on it.
Empire model, just very small at the bottom. So.
He didn't even look at your picture, maybe.
Yeah. I'm going to say Dellen didn't look at it.
Yeah, probably didn't look at it.
It's a bit just...
Also in October, Steve and I went to Colsifer _28, his wedding.
Yeah. Congratulations.
We did.
This is only important because we converted him to Team Croc.
Well,
so really?
It's important for other reasons.
Well, maybe. I think the most important part of it is that he is no longer a Burks guy.
That's very...
He's a Croc guy.
It's very important.
Oh, it was your wedding gift.
Also...
Was the Crocs. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his wife fully supported it.
Yes. She was stoked. Seeing all these... Like, you know how weddings, all the presents are just like the most beautiful wrapping you've ever seen. Yeah. And then we didn't even wrap the Crocs box.
We just hid it behind other gifts.
So it's just all these like blindingly sparkly wrappings and then just a green Crocs box.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Amazing.
Put them on right there at the wedding.
Absolutely amazing.
Right on the wedding. That's true. And then he swore off his allegiance to Evan.
Beautiful.
November, we moved into the Scum Cellar, a.k.a.
November 1st.
The Kitbash Capital.
Move-in day.
A.k.a. the Fart Dungeon.
Yeah.
We got to get a good name for it.
I know.
Yeah.
Guys... Come up with it, please.
Maybe we'll make a poll.
Listeners.
Or submissions.
Send it to us. Whoever
comes up with a name good enough.
Yeah.
We'll give you something.
I'll give you a shirt.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, we'll give you a shirt. Please.
Help we'll us. Give you 5 cents off shipping.
We'll set that up. Make a submission form for you.
The end of November, probably the most important thing to come out of anything we have done as people, as humans.
Yeah.
The discovery of Games Workshop's Lord of the Rings, Middle Earth Strategy Battle Game Battle Company.
I'm glad you're reading it the way I wrote it in there.
Breathe it in, folks, because we're deep in it. We're standing knee deep in this shit.
God, this game is so good.
I don't want any Legolases, baby. No fucking Aragorns. Give me some shitty hobbits and some Men of the Realm.
Not in my Lord of the Rings.
Not in my neck of the Mirkwoods
Battle Company. Yeah.
And you know what? We're taking the dead back. The dead are in the game. I'm playing them.
Yeah, Steve's playing them. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's great.
I love playing against Steve. It's a lot of fun, guys.
Taking courage chests to charge them is so cool.
It's like a lot of fun. I love this.
Yeah, all right.
With mortal rings.
Yes, we love playing against Steve.
No, the game rocks.
And game is pretty cool.
You should check it out.
Yeah.
Just come play. Just check it out by coming here.
Yeah, hit us up for the rules.
All right, the light went off for the third time,
so
we're just
going to
finish the episode in the dark.
No, it's so much more in the dark.
Do you think if we click the button, it would stay on?
Maybe for longer.
Yeah, flash it.
That's
fine.
We don't need it. We don't need the light.
We're aggressively trying to get the light back on. We do need... Okay, I'm scared of the dark, though. There's that ghost in here. The ghost pushed down Gage's whiteboard, and it broke on the ground.
Yeah.
We weren't even over near it.
Oh, there we go.
Nice. We weren't even over near it, and it... It fell off Gage's
with the
desk.
Way everyone.
Yeah, I'm insisting that the space is haunted. The building itself is.
Oh, we found it's not a school.
Yeah, it's not a school. It is the old town hall, and it's on the National Register of Historic Places.
Yep, there used to be a prison down here.
I mean, probably not.
You go pay your taxes, and they just throw you in here.
Yeah.
What even happens at a town? Well, I mean, I know what happens. I went to the town hall, the town where I live, the other day just to pay a parking ticket.
Oh.
Boo.
If you didn't pay your parking ticket, you got locked down here.
Yeah.
In the basement.
In the cat box room.
Put up in a stockade.
Yeah. The cat box room. Ewy.
Is there anything else for November?
Yep. No, nothing else for November. But we do have the end of December, the In Rust We Trust Secret Santa, the second
annual.
Oh, I got to finish mine.
Yeah. I'm halfway done because
I'm almost
paint
done.
It.
Oh, you're painting yours? I'm priming it.
Of course,
it
I'm
off.
Guys, I haven't even started mine. It's fine. It has to ship. It has to ship by the 20th. People, it ships by the 20th. You don't have to make it arrive for the 20th.
This episode will probably come out after the 20th.
That's so, fine.
No, it won't.
You can put my anger. You'll have a in few days.
I think you'll have.
No, today's the 8th, right?
Today's the 9th. Today's the 9th. And it will come out in 1 week, so you will have 3 days to send it or something.
With the
like
amount
that.
Of people that start these things a day before it ends, that's okay. Yes.
Yeah. You know what?
As long as you send that shit eventually.
Literally. If my fear is there's so many new people that I've never talked before, yes. and I am very scared a lot of people are not going to get models.
Yeah, but if I don't get a model, it's like I'm not going to be, I'll be bummed, how many but people I'm not going to be like,
well, I'm never going on it. Trust 70? Me, trust again.
You should send out a mass, do you have everyone's email?
Yeah.
Send out an email saying, respond to this if you are still 100% contributing.
Yeah.
And if they don't respond, then
I can just tell the other person they're going to get fucked.
Yeah.
No, then you can base it off of people not responding, and then you just swap people around.
I can't because they mashed them.
Yeah,
for,
they're a prompt.
Fuck, yeah, the prompts. Yeah. Don't worry about stupid it. Ass prompts. Dude, if I got something that wasn't even my prompts, I wouldn't even be upset though.
Yeah.
Don't.
That's
you,
true.
You know, just let it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Honestly, that I agree with Terry. See what happens.
Yeah. Listen, if it sucks this year, we'll never do it again.
It's not going to suck, and we will do it again.
That is it for the year, though.
Yeah,
but
right now we're really gearing up for 2024 right now.
Oh my God,
I'm geared up.
I want to put you guys on the spot, and
we're all geared up.
What are our goals and aspirations for 2024?
Is this the
that should be a
Terry,
whole?
Wait, Terry.
Terry, you got to put the
Terry,
effect
put
for
the,
me
put
real,
the section
quick.
Real quick.
What
yeah.
is this?
Put it on Steve.
Don't, oh my.
Steven, one second. Let me. What work?
Terry, is this a question from the hive?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
All right, so at No Clear Co. asks, Hive Scum, what are your goals and aspirations as far as the pod goes for 2024?
Gage, go first.
That guy has
wow, great question, No Clear Co. I bet you're real handsome. For the pod as a whole, I think, given our schedules, I think we need to break into YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm going to be real free for about 6 months, so you let me know. I got good webcams at home.
Yeah. I want to get banned from YouTube.
I think that would be very funny.
Right? Let's try to do that.
I would love for our game nights or just little antics of shit we do anyway.
Yeah.
I think that should be video documented.
YouTube or Twitch?
I think Twitch could come. I don't know if that anything we do would be entertaining enough
My
on
only,
Twitch.
Yeah, well, let's... There's the double-edged sword. On Twitch, it's difficult because it's live, so we would really have to be on our best behavior.
That's not going
to
happen.
But also, but with YouTube, that's going to end up, someone's going to have to edit video.
And
that's fine.
Is a burden to put on. Do you want to put that on yourself?
I wasn't
ahead.
Putting it on myself. I was going to ask if there's anyone in the community that would like to do that. Send me something. Send me your work. Wow. Send me a suggestion, and we can work something out.
And you can become part of the squad.
Part of the crew. Because I think, like, all the shit that happened in the RV.
I recorded a bunch of shit.
Right. Shit like that should be documented. All of the sick scooter edit from England.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, you documented it, but you know what I mean? Stuff like that. That can be thrown into a
jackass
video.
Stunts.
Yeah, just us being jackasses, period.
Do you want me to make a year-end vlog, like one compiled video with all the shit I have?
If you want to, for yourself, I don't care. You can do whatever you want.
Instead of our antics, what about our entics?
Our ents?
The entics.
Yeah, yeah. For making ents?
Yeah, yeah,
for,
brother.
Now, for a game?
Yeah, brother.
I mean, we could.
I just showed it out there. It's a good idea.
Yeah, I think YouTube would be like kind of like a natural progression, but I don't think any of us give a shit enough for it to be like pressure. You know what I mean? Like even recording the pod isn't pressure. It's just us talking about shit we're going to talk about anyway.
Mm-hmm. I think you could do like a just like vlog video type of thing where it's like, here's a thing. We all got together and did these things and just a bunch of footage just scrapped together throughout the...
Yeah. This is a crazy thing we're doing today. And
I think the crappier we make it look, the better.
That's what I'm saying.
We got to give Tanner a run for his money.
I got that camera.
Yes.
It will not be any like professional pursuit by any means. It will just be, haha, look at this thing. I want to remember it forever.
See, I
share it with you.
I've had this vision for it of it just looking like an old BMX or like skate video. Yeah. And that's all of the videos.
I have that camera already. It's just buying tape and then buying a...
Well, I have a shitty digital camera that we could use.
Listen, you said old tape.
That's it.
You have digital. You can't get the head's color.
Have you seen the footage on that camera?
I am very, very familiar with footage from the 2000s era to end of 2010.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, I know.
End of the road, jackass.
So I think YouTube for sure. I don't know. Project wise, I want to say like another Nemo. I mean, like a Rich Grimmond type thing.
Yeah.
But I really want to support the Wires. I really would like to see a Vistarion event. I really want to see more Ink 28 weirdness.
Yes, I really
want to see that.
Come to Nemo and support them doing it.
That's what I'm saying. So shit like that, I would love for us to be able to document us playing in other people's cool things. It doesn't have to be. We don't have to be the ones that are running all the events. I would love to support other people in those.
Yes.
And not from like a tired sounding
thing. No. Well, I feel like we're at this point where the New England War Council is a big group of people that hang around, like that are just like around us. And any of them, we would be willing to, I mean, any person in general, but it'd just be nice and it's kind of selfish if one of them did it because then we could play. But
yeah.
I think that any of them are primed to be able to come up with their own narrative event based around AOS, based around 40K, based around anything, Last War, Middle Earth Strategy Battle Game, Battle Company, anything.
Right. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I think is probably going to happen. We just gotta find out what it is.
Yeah, you gotta juice them up. You gotta get them a little WD-40, get those wheels squeaky.
What do you guys think? Anything? I want a fully finished army painting.
That's literally my goal. I don't know if I have any goals for the podcast itself other than to ride the wave and anything with this, you guys have to hold guns, all three of you, from three different angles holding guns to my head. I'd really like to come correct with like the Phil facts.
Hey, listen, you know?
Give us a Phil fact right now.
Yeah, off the top of your head.
Right now, oh God.
Off the top of my head. Okay, so Adidas. Adidas really,
all day I dream about sex.
Yeah. Yes, correct. No, so you know how Adidas are sort of really associated with Slavic culture and the Russians? So the history of that is essentially, back in Soviet Russia, American goods were no go, couldn't have them. But then the Russian Olympic team, I think, one year had fresh suits. They were able to get Adidas tracksuits.
Oh shit!
Since then, that's just been a thing.
That's the moniker.
Yeah. As soon as the iron curtain fell down, everyone just wanted their goddamn Adidas.
That's cool.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good Phil fact.
As far as goals go, I think that this would be a good topic to expand on. Like, give me a little bit of time to think about it.
Sure.
And maybe expand in one of the future episodes about what we're trying to do.
One of the first ones of the year.
New Year's or something like that. But Steve, anything pop in your head, goals-wise?
Steve's, I want to paint all 80,000 orcs that I have.
I just want to paint a full army.
Yeah. Well, stop collecting more and more armies.
I like collecting.
He's a hoarder.
I like it. Listen,
it's my favorite.
I have delusions of grandeur about painting that orc army. I'm gonna put all the orcs together, and I'm gonna do I bought two cans of spray paint to try it out to see about.
Is it green spray paint?
It's just it's two shades of green. One for undercoat and then one for top coat.
One for left hand, one for right hand. I'm gonna
wash all of them with different greens and then go back and like contrast all their clothes.
Yeah.
Paint all the silver and then.
Yeah,
there you go.
You can do that when you get your leg lengthening.
But I should really fix surgery. I should really finish my ogres, but I really just don't want to.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
You got to re-roll if you hate the ogres.
Yeah.
I just don't enjoy painting them.
Then do a different army.
Yeah. But we've already established so much. I've already done so much.
Yeah.
And now I have fucking 10,000 points of them. So.
Yeah.
I'd like to do this year.
Yeah.
I'd like to get fucking Nemo situated. I'd like to make sure Adepticon goes smoothly. I would like the flames to come out and be a thing, be a reality.
Yeah.
Those are my big things. And on top of that, because we're talking about Nemo.
Yeah,
I wanted to give a shout out to our boy, Electi Studios, Greg.
Oh, yeah. Dude, hell yeah.
Because he reached out when he... I didn't want to take any sponsorships this year for Under the Dice Fest. Because, last year, it was kind of a mess. And I was like, we'll do this all ourselves. I don't care if we lose money. I don't give a shit. Whatever. Yeah. No sponsorships. No one else's hands.
And then Steve bought a house and realized.
No, I still money got it, bro. Sucks. I got it, bro.
Easy street.
But no, Greg graciously reached out. We spoke about sponsorship, and he was happy to be involved.
Like, yeah.
He, he likes all the stuff we did. We met him at Adepticon. Super nice dude. So he's like one of the main big heads sponsoring Under the Dice Fest.
So cool. Yes,
Greg of Electi Studios.
Electi Studios.
Hobgoblin.
The Blaster Guy. Blaster Man. Dead by Lead. Yeah.
The Blaster Guy. Yeah, Blaster's great.
But he's got the new Blaster, issue 6. Mm-hmm. It's got that cool Gav Mac. Thorpe and Andy Chambers are making a new game called like Zeogenesis, which Paul actually got us all in the test. The demo test
really?
For it. Yeah. We've known about that for a while. Until
I
very recently.
Wasn't paying attention.
But
sorry.
It's the new issue or whatever is a game. What's it called? Slip Runners. It's called Slip Runners. It's based in the universe of Zeogenesis, which is made by fucking Gav Thorpe and Andy Chambers, which is insane.
Yeah. Truly mad. It's mad.
Yeah.
Madness.
Why'd you use the British accent there?
What?
Well, yeah. Can
that's
you guys,
just
can you
that's
say
how
why?
I talk.
Oh, all right.
That's how I'll just sound like this now.
Yeah.
I've had a brain aneurysm.
Oh, my God.
No, it's affected me. But yeah, no, sorry to distract.
You're going to terrorize your kid.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
For sure. I'm going to be the parent.
The most embarrassing.
Rolling up to pick them up and just blasting music.
Little Texas picking up at school.
Hey.
But yeah, no, shout out Greg.
Yeah.
Cause that's like huge. And with his help, we're able to make this a reality.
Yeah. It definitely
assisted
with, some of the issues that were arising.
Yeah. Shout out people with cool ideas and cool projects supporting other people.
And if you have a cool idea,
kind of cool ideas.
If you have a cool idea and you want to make it a reality, Greg can probably help you do that via Blaster. So if you want to, like, if you ever thought about making a game or something, didn't really know how to go about it, he'll probably help you out, and he'll probably give you your own issue of Blaster if it's good enough.
Dude, that'd be sick. If I only had a brain.
If only.
If I only had a brain. That's powerful. Position to be in.
Anyways, shout out Craig.
Yeah, shout out Craig.
Yeah, cool. Speaking of shout outs, though, we should probably shout out some very special people.
New patrons.
New patrons. Yeah, it's been a while since we've shouted out our patrons over on Patreon. If you want to support our podcast, you can join us on our Patreon at patreon.com/hivescum. You can find in that link in the description below. Gage is looking up all of the new friends. And Gage told me he marked where we left off last time so we can read you the new ones and we don't leave anybody out. Was
new
he
merch.
Lying? New merch?
New merch.
Okay, while Gage is doing this, what's the deal with the merch?
It's on hivescumpodcast.bigcartel.com. Pre-order ends at the end of December, so probably not long after this episode will drop.
Yes.
If you get in before the pre-order, you'll probably be able to pick up your shirt right at Nemo.
At Nemo. Oh. And honestly, it helps. Like, if you can pre-order, it helps us out.
Yeah.
Like, because we...
I actually don't know if we have a pickup order option for the shirts, so...
Well, for right now, at least.
Yeah,
eventually we'll get them made, and then you can order them, of course, then. But it's nice to have those pre-orders, because then people can... They help us to make these things happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. And if you're a Patreon member, I'm pretty sure we still have a discount code going on the merch, so...
Yeah.
You jump in there.
I literally almost just said the code, which would have been... Everything that's on the screen? Uh-oh, Phil is preparing because he's the only one that can read on the podcast. Been established.
Look, these are all the new ones.
Why do you keep sounding British?
This is how I sound.
He had an aneurysm. We went over this.
Should I start at the top or the bottom?
Bottom.
Started from the bottom, and then we'll end up here.
Okay, so shout out to The Shaky Hands, Sanguine Kane, Nailbiter Benji, System A99, Cody Piper, Robbie the Partist, Porchlight Dusk, and Craft Fair Games. Thank you very much.
You guys are the best. Appreciate it.
We love you.
Much love.
We love you.
And friendship. Was there something else we needed to talk about before we go?
I don't know, man. I can't think about anything other than killing your fucking guy that's carrying the three loot tokens in Games Workshop.
Gage, are you talking about Games Workshop, Lord of the Rings, Middle Earth Strategy, Battle Game, Battle Company?
Yes, I am.
That's crazy.
That fucking game rocks, dude.
The following is an excerpt from the Bogland book from Ranshackle Games. Visions of Hell. The right panel from the Garden of Earthly Delights by Hieronymus Bosch is one of my favorite images. It has been a big inspiration for making the Boglanders, and you can see many of the faces and characters ported straight across. The Pulmentomancer is one of the strange spoon-faced monks. The odd bird thing wearing an oversized helmet from the bottom corner is in set 15 on the previous page. The strange demons with pincers and cutlery, the downtrodden, grim, and oppressed. I've imported several animal faces and other themes from the painting too. A couple of odd instruments. In general, I tried to capture the look and feel of the image. It is an amazing painting, filled with unprecedented detail. At the time it was made, the separation of goblin from demon is still unpronounced, and the two are quite synonymous. I think the Boglanders could be just out of the frame in the painting, or perhaps hidden behind the strange ears, or in the throng of warriors marching to the burning city.
Thanks for checking out this episode of Hive Scum. If you aren't already part of the community, check us out at the In Rust We Trust Discord, which you can find down in the description below. If you have questions you'd like to ask us, you can find our Instagrams down below as well. Or feel free to ask away on the Discord. We also have plenty of extra content and other perks available to our patrons on Patreon. So if you're interested in helping us keep doing what we're doing, then you can find that description below as well. Until next time, folks, keep it grimdark and keep it grimy. Peace.